Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Another thing that happened that I'm excited about talking about today is that Ohio passed a bill. The state of Ohio passed a bill, and the bill states that if the baby has a heartbeat, then you cannot abort it. First, I want you to go look and see what it looks like and what it sounds like as we watch what it's like for the small child in the mother's womb. And I want you to hear this heartbeat, because if the baby has a heartbeat, the new law says in Ohio that you cannot kill that baby. You cannot abort it. Listen and watch. That's so powerful, as you're hearing the heartbeat of a child.
Yeah.
And if you hear the heartbeat, you can't kill the baby. Mm-hmm. And that's so exciting, because we're seeing the term we've been praying for years now. Dear God, end abortion. You know, send revival. And look at this. This might be, Steve, can you read this article right here on what Ohio's saying?
Ohio State Senate has approved a law banning abortions in the state once a fetal heartbeat can be detected. Heartbeats are usually detected around 6 weeks into a pregnancy. If the heartbeat bill becomes Ohio law, it would end up being one of the strictest abortion laws in the entire country. Other states have gone through costly legal battles when attempting to implement similar legislation, and skeptics of the law worry Ohio will go down the same road. Many pro-choice supporters also believe it will be found unconstitutional if it does become law. Republicans currently control the Ohio House of Representatives with 65 Republicans compared to 34 Democrats. The House had previously approved other versions of the bill that failed to gain traction in the Senate. Current Ohio law states that an abortion cannot be performed, the fetus is viable, which requires viability testing. A number of abortion regulations were struck down nationwide in a 5-3 Supreme Court ruling that many considered to be a surprise. Unless at least two more pro-life justices are placed on the Supreme Court, the ultimate fate of this law would seem to be in doubt, even if it is signed into law.
That's what's so important about where we're going, because there's already a determination of who the people are going to be that's going to be nominated for the Supreme Court, and they're pro-life, and they're for the citizen in the mother's womb to have the constitutional rights everybody else has. And we're heading in that direction. We're beginning to see that now. And it's like, you go to the doctor, if the first thing your doctor does is take out a stethoscope and stick it on your heart, how are you doing? Mm-hmm. I mean, when you want to find out if somebody's already passed and gone on, what do?
They check for the heartbeat.
Right. Well, why wouldn't we, you know, check if there's a heartbeat on a child? At least, you know, don't at that point.
Yeah.
And so I'm so excited, the viability of life and what's taking place. And
the mere fact that they're having this conversation, that they're entering into this as the process of signing this into law, that is a huge answer to prayer. And it just shows that your prayers matter, that God is hearing your prayers and you're seeing these things. And it just, it's that encouragement to remind you that don't stop praying.
Right.
That's exciting.
Yeah, a lot of people think that's just too big for God. And it's like, you know, our God is a big God.
Yeah.
We need to start, instead of telling God how big our problems is, we need to start telling
our problems,
how big our God is, because our God can do anything.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.